If you have clicked on this video thinking that you have it so hard and everyone's being mean to you, you're surrounded by toxic people, I can't believe other people are hating on me, I can't believe that person commented that on my social media post, honestly, get over yourself. And that is what I am here to help you to do. After you watch this video, you're about to walk away from it as a completely different person, because all of the facts I am about to tell you will reprogram your mind, and we are about to leverage and boost your confidence like never before. So brace yourself, because we're about to get into it. Chapter 1, the lifestyle of a person who doesn't give a f-. We need to get your day-to-day routine down, because there is a very significant difference from your average everyday person who gets so butthurt about everybody else's opinions to the person who flows through life focused on themselves, their success, and honestly, everybody else is just background noise. The first thing about a person who lives and breathes that I don't give a fuck mentality is that they have mastered detachment, and they will be the first to cut off anyone who is misaligned to their dream life. A lot of the time, your biggest haters are the people in your very own circle, because the people you grew up with are pained by the fact that you got further than them when you both started from the same place in life. Your success is like a massive neon sign spelling out their inferiority and laziness to them. These people watched you on your journey to the top and cheered you on every step of the way, assuming that you guys were the same. But now your growth makes them feel insecure. And yet, you still keep these people in your life. You are too busy prioritizing history over sincerity. See, a person with I don't give a f- mentality recognizes that they're leveling up, they're moving up in the world, and so the first sign they see of a sly comment or a backhanded compliment, you're out, you're done. Because they're not about to sabotage their own vibrations for the purpose of just being nice. When the only attachment you have is the one to yourself, no one else can get to you. It's this backwards mindset of thinking, I need that person in my life, I need that group of friends, which allows you to get hurt by all of their opinions and bad words. When you don't care and you can cut them off from the first sign of toxicity, you're living your best life. 2, this person's priority every single day from the second they wake up is, how can I be 1% better than I was yesterday for myself? And if they encounter anyone throughout their day who seems to have a problem with that, they don't care. They're unfazed. Why? Because they're too focused on pursuing that goal they set themselves that morning. They have shifted their attention to self-actualization instead of external validation. Meaning, when you go from, I hope they like me, to, I hope I like me and who I'm becoming, there is so much power in that. And they live like that every single day. 3, they live a life where they are their own best friend. Of course, they have other loved ones and other friends that they can go to, but they are their number one companion. The people who are so concerned with trying to get a bigger group of friends, trying to get anybody to like them, to be popular, to give off the right impression, are at the mercy of strangers for the rest of their lives. When you know you have all of the love, connection, and support you'll ever need, all within yourself, you'll never be powerless again trying to win your friends back or tolerate disrespect just to have someone in your life, because you always got you. 4, they think about how they can outdo the rest rather than fitting in. The people who care about what everybody else has to say about them, they just want to fit in. They want to be normal. They want to feel accepted in society. The person who doesn't give a fuck, they are so thankful that they're not normal because they don't want a normal life. So why should they fit in with 99% of people? They know when you're on to a higher path in life, when you're outgrowing everyone else, when you're thinking outside of the majority so that you can get to a better place in life, 99% of people, of course, are not going to like you because they don't get it. They're not living that same lifestyle. They'll never understand why you do what you do. And this person has made peace with that, so they've fallen in love with the fact that they don't fit in. And so then, every single day, their lifestyle becomes, how can I push myself further today? How can I embrace the fact that I'm unique and I'm rare by going the extra mile, which most other people wouldn't do, just to aggravate my haters just a little bit more. Step 4 is that they are always busy. This doesn't mean they're overworking themselves. This means that their days are full of fulfillment, aka you need to get a motherfucking hobby, because sitting idle is the worst thing you can do. When you have all of this free time on your hands, of course your mind is gonna wander. Of course it's gonna be like, oh my god, did that person actually like me at the event last night? What if they thought about this? What if they noticed that embarrassing thing I did? Whereas when you fill your life with things that you love, when you're working towards your purpose, the kind of life that you want, your brain doesn't even have the time to process those irrational thoughts, to overthink about what everyone else thinks about you. When you receive a negative comment online, you're like, whatever, on to the next one. I've actually got things to do. Let me put my phone down. And this links into the last point. You need a passion or a purpose. I'm going to use myself as an example, since I am an honorary member of the I Don't Give a F*** community. My passion and purpose is helping other people and creating YouTube videos. I have a love for editing videos. I have for the last decade. I've tied that in with my purpose to help young women everywhere to become their best selves, to get into self-development, to set higher standards for themselves, to show them the lessons that took me so many years to learn so that they can get further along in their journey. I'm always thinking, what else can I do? How can I improve? What other resources can I put out there? What advice can I give in my next video? I'm constantly thinking. I get a lot of hate on social media, and you will never catch me talking about it because I don't care. You know why? Because when you are so busy, like I am, thinking about your passion, thinking about how you're going to improve, what you're going to put towards your next project, how excited you are for your next day, what everybody else has to say is simply background noise. It doesn't even have the capacity to take up 1% of your thinking power because all of it is so committed to the life you have created that you are so in love with. A person who doesn't give an F knows how to prioritize. They know what they should be committing their time to. So they're going to take the time to put in the work to create their dream life, to start up a new hobby, to spend more time with their loved ones, to expand their network, whatever they need to do. And I am so excited to partner with Skillshare on this video to give you a great example of how you can implement this into your life. Go onto Skillshare online, explore one of their courses. They have thousands of courses for every single need you could ever think of, and then start it. And the reason this works is when you do something like taking a course and you commit even 2 hours a week to doing it, this basically improves your sense of accomplishment within yourself, which will then increase your confidence. And most importantly, it adds to your portfolio of proof. Basically, what this means is when you constantly go out and try new things, pick up a hobby, learn a new skill, push yourself outside of your comfort zone, you are building this portfolio within you of experience. That means whenever somebody tries to discredit you or hate on you, or you're too nervous to take a step to do something, or you're suffering from imposter syndrome, you're like, hold up a minute. Actually, I can recall several instances where I thought I couldn't do something and then I very well went and did it. And Skillshare is going to help you do this from the comfort of your own home. For me personally, I always knew YouTube was my dream, and so I prioritized that because I knew when I lived my dream life, I wouldn't care about what anybody else had to say. So I took the YouTube for Beginners course by Ali Abdaal on Skillshare, and this boosted my confidence like crazy. It got me so obsessed with this dream. Most importantly, it made sure I always had something to do so I wasn't just sitting around idle reading through everybody's comments. Skillshare classes are so great because they're led by industry pros who have already had that experience, right? They've walked the walk. It's also led by an active community of members who are ready to cheer you on your new journey. And to help you on this journey, I have a special treat for you. The first 500 people that click the Skillshare link in the description will get one whole month of Skillshare completely free. Chapter 2, mindset shifts. The reason that you are so affected about the negativity that others are pouring onto you is because you are coming from a place of lack. And I'm going to tell you a few facts right now in this chapter that you can replace those lacking thoughts with so that you are never bothered by the hate ever again. Fact 1, being hated on is a privilege. All that being hated on actually means is that you are extremely relevant. You are so relevant that that person is taking the time out of their day to think about you rather than themselves, rather than focusing on trying to be the best version of them. Think about it, you would not take out the time out of your day to think about what somebody else is doing, whether what they're doing is right or wrong, because we are high value women out here, okay? We are trying to fulfill our full potential. We're trying to make ourselves proud. Only the most insecure people will choose you as their target because you threaten them. You represent everything that they could never be, and that shows you that you are actually on the right path in life. If everybody liked you and got along with you, that means you're not doing enough. Every person on this planet with even an ounce of success has at least one hater. And if you do too, then you're doing something right. It means that you're outdoing the majority, like I said before, and people are threatened of that because it reminds them of their own inferiority. Mindset shift number 2. Why are they on the pedestal? You have put all of your haters, your enemies, the toxic people in your life above you. You think I'm wrong, right? But you have, because why do these people's opinions outweigh your own? If you are on the pedestal, if you valued yourself above your haters, then you could just reassure yourself. you would read these hate comments and you'd be like, but that's not true, right? And I know my intention, and I know I'm great, and I know the value I bring. And that's it. End of story. You move on, you go about your day. But all of these negative comments that these people are making to you, they're staying in your mind because you're giving them that level of importance. You are giving their words more value than your own. 3, people will use one sentence they heard you say, a few interactions they've had with you, a 7-second clip of you online, and they will then generalize that to your entire personality. Is that not just the most inaccurate thing ever? If I was watching my video in the body of another person and somebody told me those 7 seconds represented my entire personality, hell, I would hate me too. And when you think about it like that, it takes all of the validity out of that argument. Like, you have to take a step back and think, bro, what are you actually talking about? It's like when you're in school and everyone's like, oh my God, did you see that she did this? Or like, I heard that they said that. Okay, and? But do you know all the facts? Do you know the journey they've been on in life that made them make that choice? Because if you did, then maybe you would understand why they did it. But you don't, and you don't care about understanding it. You want to take one controversial thing a person has said and make assumptions about the kind of person they are all about that one tiny, minuscule thing. 4, judgment is a game of the miserable. Trust me when I say, these people's lives are so sad, you couldn't even conjure up the image, okay? Your reality is so far from that, and that's why they're hating on you. A lot of people love to argue with this fact by saying, oh yeah, but my bully is really pretty, or she comes from a rich family, or they have so much. Doesn't matter. Does not matter what somebody has. All that matters is how they feel about it. So somebody could be the prettiest person on the planet, but if they haven't worked on their self-perception and their self-talk and they're actually deeply insecure, all they'll ever see in the mirror is somebody who's ugly, even though that's so far from what they actually are. And if they feel ugly all the time, that is their reality. That person might have success, they might have a lot of money, but inside they feel worthless. They feel like a loser, they don't feel successful. And this is why people say you will never meet a hater that's doing better than you, even if you look at them and it seems like they have a lot. These people are so consumed by their self-hatred that they are trying to shift the focus on you to try and feel better about themselves. They will pick anyone that they think has the slightest flaw and then shed so much light on it to try and distract everybody else from their biggest flaws. You need to make it an automatic thought that as soon as somebody says anything negative to you or is trying to bring you down, automatic, loser, miserable, you're sad. Happy people don't hate. That's just a fact of life. Like, there's no other way to explain it. 5, normalcy is overrated. You're telling me you really want to fit in with all of these losers. You really feel inadequate because that person over there disapproves of you. Thank God they disapprove of you. Because if you loved my every move and you completely aligned with all of the choices I make, then I am clearly doing something wrong because I don't want to be anything like you. Stop trying to be normal. You have so much more potential than that, and you are doing yourself a massive disservice trying to appeal to the masses when you don't even want a life like that. 6, as the great Blair Waldorf once said, have fun playing with yourself. AKA, the best response to a hater is no response. Because one thing we're not about to do is allow our haters to have access to our energy. And that is what happens when you get angry, you try to react, you try to give them a comeback and defend yourself. What is the point? They are already such a shell of a human being that they are spewing all of this hatred at you rather than just communicating with you like a normal person. And now you want to spend your precious time and energy lowering your vibration to meet them at their level for what, please? Are they really going to understand? There's no point. 7, people can only see the reality that they have experienced. Think about it this way. When you hear somebody saying something negative about a celebrity that, of course, they've never met, they've never had any experience with, they obviously have extremely little knowledge of because that person is inaccessible, you have to take a step back and think, I wonder why this person is making all of these assumptions about a person that they don't even know. It makes no sense. There's no knowledge or facts to back up that narrative, and yet that's what they've told themselves because that is their mindset. That is the only possible explanation they could give to themselves as to why that person has done that. And when you realize all of these assumptions and perceptions that these haters have of you is actually just a projection of the reality and the inner thoughts they have, then you can remember that every judgment is actually a confession. This links onto 8. People only perceive you in a way that suits them. That's it. Haters aren't out here concerned about doing you justice, making sure they have the full facts. They need you to fit the story that they've already told themselves about you so that they can protect their ego. For example, if you're attractive, smart, successful, confident, have good energy, other people like you, they then have to create a narrative to distract themselves from the jealousy that they're feeling towards you. So then all of those traits you possess become, yeah, but she wears too much makeup, but she's so full of herself, but I bet she's so two-faced. And I feel like you can really see that when people try to call you cringe, right? You're starting a YouTube channel, you're starting social media, and you're so concerned about what other people are gonna say about you. So what if they call you cringe? You do realize them calling you cringe is just the most clear illustration of their fear of being perceived. So they can't begin to comprehend how you could step outside of your comfort zone, put yourself out there to be vulnerable and to be perceived by everyone when they would never do that. Of course it's cringe to them, they're too scared to do that. Whereas if you were looking at an actual successful, accomplished, happy person, they wouldn't have anything to say. A YouTuber with a million subscribers is never gonna put you down for starting a YouTube channel or having bad videos. They know it's part of the journey. They know you're gonna get there in the end. They know they did it once too and they overcame it. It's always the people who are doing the least that have the most to say. 9, it's literally never personal. Stay with me here because this is about to get interesting. Everyone always says about haters, right? It's just because they're jealous of you. It's just because you make them feel badly about themselves because they're just so insecure, right? But I used to get to a point in my life where I thought, what if they're not insecure? What if they just don't like me? And what if what I'm doing is actually really bad? Do you want proof of the fact that it really is never personal and they really just are insecure and intimidated by you? Let me prove this real quick. I'm gonna go get the proof. Okay, I'm back, and you guys are gonna love this, right? So I got my phone, because today I posted a video. It was just a cute little aesthetic video of me trying out this new pink lemonade drink. And somebody commented under the video saying, oh my God, you're so inauthentic when you post these ads. How are you drinking this lemonade when you normally always drink green tea lattes? True, I am a matcha girly through and throughout, but there was a new pink lemonade drink that I wanted to try, so I tried it and I made a cute video. For once, I decide, you know what, let me just reply to the comment. So I reply and I say, this isn't an ad, that's it, okay? After that response, the person deletes the comment, of course, and then they DM me, okay? And this is the DM. Hey, I don't know if this will get to you, but I want to apologize. I commented on YouTube saying your content was getting unauthentic for a drink. Your videos helped me so much, to be honest, and I followed you for quite some time. But the hater in me came out seeing you excel at your life and doing so well while I am just taking baby steps. Of course it's for me to fix. I am just sorry I poured my negative energy on you for no reason. You see, guys, it's true. They're just insecure and intimidated by you. Now, that is what I like to call an advanced hater. They have clearly been watching my videos because, listen girl, if you're watching this, I applaud you for the self-awareness. Like, what kind of hater then slides into your DM and apologizes and is like, actually, maybe I need to work on myself a little bit. Honestly, no hate to the person that even sent me that message. Like, I'm glad that you recognize where you went wrong and now you're gonna work on it and like become a more confident person. Kudos to you. But I purely showed that message for proof that, guys, it really is just never about you. 10. You are simply a moment in each other's lives. Stop making hating into this entire thing that defines you or is going to determine the trajectory of your life. And therefore, then you need to change the way you act or dress or post less on social media to avoid it. That hate is a temporary moment in time. Whether it's for a minute, a day, or a year, you both are meant to experience each other for that moment to share lessons. You have been placed in their timeline so that they can come face to face with their own darkness, just like the example I just gave, right? And they have been placed in your timeline to teach you about effing detachment, guys. Like, why do you care? I feel so grateful for all the experiences I had with bullies and just mean girls at such an early age because that's what got me to my confidence level now. Every single time you experience an adversity, it's actually a gift waiting to unlock a part of you that's just gonna make you stronger. It's no longer, oh my God, what did I do to deserve this? This is so unfair. This is trying to teach me something. What is it? Why am I affected by this? How can I become more confident in this? 11. This links on to compassion and empathy. You need to have compassion for your hater. I know, don't turn away, okay? I have a point. You need to stop seeing this person as so mean and evil and toxic and blah, 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 blah. When you let go of that narrative you're telling yourself about them, and instead you think, this is obviously someone who is hurt, unhealed, insecure, and has had a difficult past that they clearly do not have the courage or strength to come back from right now, yeah? When you start thinking that instead, then all of that anger, sadness, and pain that you used to feel from hate turns into pity. You never know what another person is going through. Even if how they're treating you is unfairly, you don't know how dark their life is behind closed doors. You don't have to say anything to them. You don't have to forgive them. You don't even have to be nice to them. I'm saying just remain silent. So when you shift your energy from hurt and anger and sadness to, man, I really hope that they get through whatever they're struggling that's causing them to act in this way, you not only then protect your peace, but you become unfazed because you finally start seeing people for who they are rather than believing all of the warped opinions they're throwing at you. And finally, are you really gonna let them disrupt your peace like that? Wow. You're literally giving away your energy to your hater and allowing them to penetrate your life. Why? Because you let yourself get triggered. You need to remember that other people need your permission to make you feel badly about yourself. You sit there all day thinking about how hard your life is and how much you didn't deserve that and how much it hurts. You're letting yourself get triggered. And that is what is actually embarrassing. And now you're gonna feel badly about yourself because I said that's embarrassing and you haven't stopped caring about what other people say about you. I don't even know you. I'm talking to you through a screen right now. And finally, chapter number 3, master your confidence. 1. Why does their opinion even matter or hold any weight? If you've stopped yourself from doing something in fear that your locals will find out or kids from your school, like what if they say something? What if they start laughing about it? Okay, and? A confident person doesn't give other people's opinions such value. Because since when did what a stranger has to say become more important than my own opinion? Think about it. A confident person is so obsessed with themselves and hold themselves in such high regard. I'm sorry, like who even are you for me to care whether you're laughing at me or not? 2. A confident person never feels the need to compete or be better than anybody else. Confident people are very at peace with themselves, right? And when you're at peace with yourself and confident with yourself, you're not trying to compete in this race to get as much external validation as you can and to place yourself on pedestals above everybody else. You like yourself, it's cool, you're chilling. And that means when somebody comes into your life and they're trying to threaten your reputation or throw dirt on your name or your character, it doesn't matter. Okay, and? Okay, so you don't think I'm that great? That's cool, like you're at peace with yourself. You're not trying to impress others. You're not trying to try and meet others at the same level they are. You already know you're there. 3, confidence and self-love go hand in hand. When you're so in love with yourself, you wouldn't even spend a second trying to pick a flaw out in another person. You are so concerned with everything great in your life and everything you have to be grateful for and how much you love yourself and who you've become and who you're growing to be. You can't even see flaws in other people because you have such a positive view of life. So clearly all of these people with bad things to say already experience a lot of that in their life because how is that all they're seeing? 4, real confidence comes from within. Using your clothes, looks, money, success, belongings as a crutch to feel more confident when you're starting out is okay, but if you get too attached to that and you start placing this feeling of confidence on all of these external things, the second they get taken away, all of your self-esteem goes with it. Meaning, if a hater starts tearing apart your outfit or saying that you're ugly, all of a sudden you're not confident anymore and you feel badly about yourself. Why? Why is your confidence going hand in hand with something as silly as appearances? Instead, when you base your confidence on who you are in here, no one can get to that. I'm confident because I know who I am at my core. I understand myself to a level that no one else ever will. You know why? Because I've held my hand through every single second of my life since I was born. No one can come close to that experience of me. Not even my parents, my siblings, my childhood best friend. No one. So when someone says something badly about me, I'm gonna check in with myself and think, is that actually like constructive criticism that I can work on? No. Is that completely false? Yes. How do I know that? Because I know who I am. I know what my values are. I know what I stand for. So you can make fun of my outfit. You can call me cringy for my videos. You can say that I'm ugly. Doesn't matter. I'm always gonna be confident regardless. And the final fact for this video, I am not gonna sit here and tell you all of your haters are really your fans. I don't believe in that. You are feeding yourself a big fat lie when you tell yourself everyone just simply adores you and is obsessed with you. It's not true, okay? Some people aren't gonna get along with you. Some people are gonna dislike you, okay? You're gonna get on their nerves. And guess what? That is completely normal and a part of a healthy, fully functioning life. Because here's the thing. Do you like everyone? No. Should you like everyone? Absolutely the f- not. None of us are supposed to align with every single person we come into contact with in this life. The reason that we're only supposed to align with some people and only get along with a small handful of people is because those people are supposed to be in our lives so that we can follow the correct life path to get to where we need to be. So when you don't get along with someone or you get a bad feeling about them, there's just something you don't like about them, it doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean they need to change themselves. It's a sign from the universe. They're not meant for you. You're not meant to go down that path. Most importantly, you two are not meant to be in each other's lives. So truly, it's a blessing to be disliked and to dislike others. A lot of haters are actually so self-involved that when you don't align with their inner world and how they think things should be, they feel entitled to rip you apart. You become a direct trigger to people's trauma, and that is a normal part of life. You are just further along in your growth journey that you know when you don't want to talk to a particular person, it's cool and you keep it moving. You don't feel entitled to change someone's beliefs or make them fit into your life, otherwise I'm going to tear them apart, which is what a hater would do. Therefore, when you normalize the concept of being disliked, it's actually the most freeing feeling, and you can go about every single day not worrying about the impression you give, because the people that are meant for you will always find you, and the people that aren't will very clearly tell on themselves from the way they're speaking about you or treating you. And that brings us to the end of this video. I hope you guys loved it and injected all of this energy and confidence into you. Please comment down below. Let me know which chapter or fact was your favorite. I would love to know. Don't forget that my podcast, all of my socials, and my second YouTube channel is linked in the description, so I'd love if that we could connect and get closer. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.